Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. ISRO successfully launches Earth Observation Satellite EOS-08 from Sriharikota. Doctors' strike continues over alleged rape and murder of woman doctor in Kolkata. Medical services hit in many cities across the country. Indian Medical Association announces nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from tomorrow. Election Commission expected to announce schedule for assembly polls for Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana this afternoon. Jammu and Kashmir Police establishes 19 counter-terror units across 8 districts of Jammu. And Thailand's parliament elects Paithongtarn Shinawatra as country's new prime minister. The Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched the Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-08, and also SR-0 DemoSat passenger satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota this morning. This is the third development flight of SSLV, and it has proved that India is capable of sending micro, mini and nano satellites. All three stages of the launch vehicle were successful and efficiently executed. Both the satellites have been injected into a 475-kilometer circular orbit and the solar panels have been deployed. They are being tracked by the different ground stations of ISRO. A report.
The objective of the mission will be to successfully test the avionics systems and also provide a classic base for futuristic missions of the Indian space industry. The payloads of SSLV D3 will provide accurate details for a global navigation satellite system and will send infrared images during day and night for applications like surveillance, disaster monitoring, fire detection, volcanic activities and industrial and power plant disasters. It will also be used for calculation of ocean surface winds, soil moistures, cryosphere applications over Himalayan region, flood detection and inland water body detection. The satellite will be active for a period of 1 year. Joy, reporting for Akashvani from Chennai.
Addressing the media after the successful launch, S. Somnath, Chairman ISRO, said the development of new launch vehicles D1, D2 and D3 have increased the confidence levels of scientists of ISRO to look out for more new avenues in space technology.
As you have already seen, the third development flight of SSLV D3 with the EOS-08 satellite has been successfully accomplished. The rocket has placed in the very precise orbit as planned. I find that there are no deviations in the injection conditions. The final orbit, of course, will be known after tracking, but the current indication is that everything is perfect. The EOS-08 satellite as well as SR-0 satellite also has been injected after the maneuvers. With this third development flight of SSLV, we can declare the development process of SSLV is completed. So we are on the process of transfer of the technology of SSLV to industries and for serial production and launches of SSLV in a commercial basis.
S.S. Vinod, the mission director, said it was a major milestone achieved by the Indian Space Research Organization.
Today we have achieved a major milestone in the journey of SSLV. The last and final development flight of SSLV D3 has been successfully accomplished. With that, we are moving into the operational phase. Today, we have precisely injected the EOS-08 satellite and also the passenger payload SR-0 into the precise orbit. The efforts put in by one and all has resulted in this achievement.
Medical services have been hit at several cities across the country following the continuing strike by various medical associations to protest against the rape and murder of a trainee postgraduate doctor in Kolkata. In Patna, resident doctors of Patna Medical College and Hospital and Nalanda Medical College and Hospital went on an indefinite strike today. In Amritsar, the Resident Doctors Association and the Government Medical College announced suspension of all non-essential services. Doctors are staging protest dharnas at Guru Nanak Dev Hospital. The Maharashtra Association of Bonded Resident Doctors and the Association of Medical Interns in the state also joined in the intensifying strike. The association said they will hold a protest march at Azad Maidan in Mumbai this evening. Meanwhile, the Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow. The medical body in a statement said essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. The IMA said that outpatient departments, OPD, will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. The withdrawal is across all sectors wherever modern medicine doctors are providing services. The Indian Association of Dermatologists, Venereologists and Leprologists has also sent a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking justice in the rape and murder case of a doctor in Kolkata. Meanwhile, Bharatiya Janata Party's Mahila Morcha, the women's cell of BJP, will take out a silent candle march in Kolkata today. The state unit of the BJP has also called for a two-hour cease work at all state government establishments across Bengal as a token protest against the RJ Kaur incident. The party called for road blockades in all the districts from 2 p.m. today. In the national capital, doctors and medical students of Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital and Lady Harding Medical College and some other hospitals are protesting against the Kolkata incident. The Union Health Ministry has directed that the head of institution will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in the case of violence against doctors. Director General of Health Services Atul Goyal has written a letter to the head of the central government hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. The direction came in the wake of the recent incident of murder of a doctor in Kolkata and protest by the resident doctors over the issue. In his letter, he said, recently it has been observed that violence has become common against doctors and other healthcare staff in government hospitals. A number of health workers suffer physical violence during the course of their duty. Many are threatened or exposed to verbal aggression. Most of this violence is committed either by the patient or the patient's attendants. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today attended the induction program of the first batch of joint masters LLM in IP Law and Management at National Law University in New Delhi. While addressing the students, the Vice President said India is often referred to as a gold mine of intellectual property due to its rich cultural and historical heritage. He added that the Vedas are prime examples of this intellectual treasure. Mr. Dhankar also said it is extremely worrying that a person holding constitutional position is asking the Supreme Court to give wings to a narrative aimed at destroying our economy.
Intellectual property law and management are pivotal to innovation, economic growth, and the protection of creative endeavors, as well as safeguarding our ancient knowledge and research. The latter one is more important. In our globalized era, IP has become a cornerstone of international trade. For India, that is home to 1/6 of humanity. Strong IP protection is crucial for attracting foreign investment and fostering technology transfer.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will visit Kanha Shantivanam in Hyderabad, Telangana. During the second day of his visit, the Vice President will visit Akshara Vidyalaya Campus and Skill Development Center, the Swarna Bharat Trust and the Muppavarapu Foundation at Nellore in Andhra Pradesh. Later in the day, he will preside as the chief guest at the 23rd anniversary celebrations of Swarna Bharat Trust Venkatachalam in Andhra Pradesh. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for assembly elections today. The Commission is expected to declare the poll schedule for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The poll panel will hold a press conference in New Delhi this afternoon in this regard. Recently, the Commission had visited Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana to review preparations for the assembly polls. Earlier, the Supreme Court had directed the poll body to hold assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir by September this year, while the term of the current 90-member Haryana Assembly is going to end on the 3rd of November 2024. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Jammu and Kashmir, the police has established 19 specialized counter-terror units across 8 districts of Jammu province. Our correspondent reports that the move comes amid mounting terror attacks being witnessed in the otherwise calm region of Jammu. These units will be equipped with the latest resources and training. It will significantly reduce the militant activities in the Jammu region. Each of these units will be headed by a deputy superintendent of police and will be stationed permanently in the designated districts. These units will be responsible for conducting counter-terrorism operations while simultaneously handling routine law and order matters. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit tomorrow. The theme of the summit is an empowered Global South for a sustainable future. The External Affairs Ministry said it will act as a platform to expand discussions held in previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crises, and climate change. The third summit will be held in virtual format, structured into leaders' session and ministerial sessions. The inaugural session would be at head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait on the 18th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his counterpart, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya. He is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jaishankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations between the two countries, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. India and Vietnam today discussed ways to enhance maritime cooperation in furthering a conducive environment for mutual growth and global well-being. The fourth India-Vietnam Maritime Security Dialogue was held at Hanoi, Vietnam. During the dialogue, the two sides reviewed the ongoing cooperation initiatives in the maritime domain and discussed avenues to cooperate at various international and regional fora for shared objectives. They also agreed to further strengthen their shared efforts in areas including marine scientific research, ocean economy, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, Navy and Coast Guard cooperation, and maritime law enforcement. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal today felicitated Paris Olympics 2024 bronze medalist shooter Manu Bhakar in New Delhi. He also presented a cheque of 10 lakh rupees to her. Talking to reporters, Mr. Sonowal said Manu Bhakar has the ability, dedication and commitment. He expressed hope that in the near future she will win many more medals for the country. The nation is paying homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Sadaiv Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, also paid their tributes. Thailand's parliament today elected Paithongtarn Shinawatra, the youngest daughter of former leader Thaksin Shinawatra, as the country's new prime minister. The 37-year-old political newcomer is the leader of the ruling Pheo Thai party and is the youngest prime minister of Thailand. The 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 were announced in New Delhi today. In the non-feature film category, Aina won the Best Non-Feature Film Award. In the feature film category, Best Hindi Film Award was bagged by Gulmohar. Rishabh Shetty won the Best Actor Award for his Kannada film Kantara. Haryanvi film Forja won the Best Lyrics Award in the non-feature film category. Best Singer Award male was given to Arijit Singh. Sweden reported its first mpox case yesterday, a day after the World Health Organization WHO declared the infection a global public health emergency. With this, Sweden has also become the first country outside the African continent to report the more contagious strain of mpox virus. The patient is believed to have contracted the virus during a visit to a region in Africa currently experiencing a major outbreak of mpox clade 1. On Wednesday, the WHO declared mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years following an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to other countries. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully launches Earth Observation Satellite EOS 08 from Sriharikota. Doctors' strike continues over alleged rape and murder of woman doctor in Kolkata. Medical services hit in many cities across the country. Indian Medical Association announces nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from tomorrow. Election Commission expected to announce schedule for assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana this afternoon. Jammu and Kashmir police establishes 19 counter-terror units across 8 districts of Jammu, and Thailand's parliament elects Paithongtarn Shinawatra as country's new prime minister. And with that, we end the midday news.